Eternal Creator. 16. Why cannot be there more than one Eternal Creator? Allah says, interpretation of the meaning. Had there been within the heavens and earth gods besides Allah, they both would have been ruined. So exalted is Allah, Lord of the throne, above what they describe, Quran 21, 22. 17. Is there any logical objection that there are two gods who agree so that their decisions do not contradict? The issue is not that the universe will be ruined due to taking conflicting decisions. Or because they can agree so that the universe may not be ruined. The mental issue offered by the verse is more distant and comprehensive. The existence of another God with Allah requires the multiplicity of causes which entails need. If the Creator is in need, then this puts the universe in risk. Perhaps it will collapse. There is no guarantee for the survival of the universe with a God who is liable to lack, so exalted is Allah, Lord of the throne, above what they describe. Moreover, there is no guarantee that the heavens and the earth will not be ruined at any moment with a God who is liable to lack. So exalted is Allah, Lord of the throne, above what they describe. Quran 21:22. Exalted is the one who originated the universe above need, he is the self-sufficient one. Add to the above, that if there were two or more gods, the contradiction could actually be closer than consonants because the existence of more than a god means more than one will, and this multiplicity of wills entails the lack of each god. The lack entails contradiction. 18. Why to follow a religion? The fiercest of atheists believes that truthfulness is better than lying, is not that correct? The fiercest of the atheists believes that honesty is better than betrayal. Is not that correct? These terms do not belong to this world and nothing in the material world justifies its meaning or requirements. What is the meaning of truthfulness? What is the meaning of lying? Could we recognize meanings such as honesty or lying? If we analyze the depths of the atom? Could we recognize meanings such as honesty or betrayal? If we observe the physics of galaxies or the chemistry of the hormones? These terms do not belong to this material world. But they are real terms. They are the most important things in the existence at all. Man is measured by his ethics, not his physical size or the number of his atoms or the energy level of his cells. The value of man is measured by his submission to the divine commandments. There is a good man and a corrupt man. But there is no good mountain and a corrupt mountain. We do not recognize an honest planet and a treacherous planet. Only human being is the meaning of value, the meaning of purpose and the meaning of existence. It is only man who comprehends the existence.